In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for being here and for joining us for the last solo episode of 2021. In fact, this is the last episode of the Inclusion First podcast for 2021, period. I am so happy that you're here to have this final conversation of the year with me. As we are wrapping up this year, I have to just say that I'm tired. I am tired, y'all. There has been so much that has happened this year, so much that has happened since the beginning of the pandemic. And I honestly can't believe how much we have accomplished at the same time that I cannot believe how much we have been through and survived over this last almost 2 years now. And so I just want to take a moment to acknowledge you in your journey, acknowledge me in my journey, acknowledge the Inclusion First Project in its journey. And I did a really intentional exercise. I actually wrote down every single thing that we did since the pandemic started and every single thing that we survived. And it filled up an entire page of just things that we were doing and surviving. And so what would happen if you actually just paused for the cause? I'm totally borrowing that from Black Mamas, but pause for the cause and think about what you did. Think about what you surrendered, because everything that you accomplished in these past 2 years, everything that you were able to create and put forward into this world was also done in the context of surviving so many things. And so we just have so much to be grateful for, to be thankful for, to feel proud of, proud for accomplishing and proud for doing in spite of everything that is out here, just making life more difficult than normal. So I want to acknowledge you for everything that you've done in 2021 and encourage you to take some time to reflect on that, because what you've done matters. It's a big deal, and you did it despite everything working against you. And so that's something that I know I need to hear over and over again as I just keep pushing forward. We did a lot in 2021, and now we get to look to 2022. And so that is what the theme of this episode, this solo episode, is all about. What is next in 2022? One of the things that I'm working on right now is my book for the Inclusion First Project. You all know that we collected about 700 questions on anti-racism from all across the United States. 42 states are represented in that data set total. And I spent the beginning of the year analyzing the data to see what the top themes were and to start to really think about how I could answer more of those questions and mostly answer the top themes that were coming out. And so I did my outline, I pulled out the questions I wanted to answer, and I started writing. And I think there's like 13 chapters that are outlined. I am on like chapter 8 or 9. So I'm closer to the end than the beginning in this process. There are so many questions that come up for me, hard questions, harder questions than the ones that I'm even answering, trying to figure out what is the impact that we can make? What are the things that we need to do as individuals, as human beings, as organizations to actually move the ball forward, to actually create change? And even after another year, everything that's happened this year, after being in this data, working on this book, I honestly still believe that the change that we can make starts with us. It starts with how we think, how we speak, and how we're acting, and how we're using our power and privilege and influence to interrupt racism and to transform it into something else. How we're using our power and privilege to interrupt any of the isms and transform it into something else. I think that is really the most important thing for where we are right now. How do we start becoming consistent interrupters? When we see something, we say something. When we feel that something is off, we bring it up. When we're observing a system at our work, at our church, in our community that isn't right, that is creating outcomes that are discriminatory or biased or unequal or unfair for people, that we actually do something about it, that we start to interrupt, that we start to ask questions, that we start to create discourse and dialogue, that we start to think about other ways to accomplish our goals that in a way that allows people, more people to be included, in a way that allows us to feel good about the outcomes that we're seeing, right? So that's the question that I'm going to talk about today. Like, what is next in 2022? And I think the answer to that question for everyone is really to start to get outside of your comfort zone. How can you expand your personal brand of allyship? And so thinking about using your social, your political, your financial capital to help to uplift and empower and create space for people who have less power and privilege than you do, right? How do we make space at the table? How do we build new tables? How do we make sure that all the voices are being heard? But we're taking it to the next level in 2022. I think that is really the most important thing. How can you be a better ally in 2022? So that's the question. And I think that that answer is very personal for everyone, but I guarantee you that there are many, many ways that you can be a better ally, even if you feel like, and especially if you feel like you are already a good ally. Recently, I have been in a couple of situations, a couple of conversations over the holidays with family members, actually my partner's family. So I'm like, you know, an outsider in comparison to what I might do or say in my own family circle. But I've been in these situations where I haven't shown up as an ally the way that I might have wanted to, or the way that I consider myself and see myself as I'm walking the talk and doing this work. And I really believe that there are lots of hidden gems in those moments when we are bad allies. Now, I'm definitely not telling anyone to be a bad ally. We want to show and be the best ally that we can at all times. But there are times, because we are human, we are tired, we are insecure, we are uncertain, we are slow, we are not paying attention, whatever that thing is, there are times when we are bad allies. And so what does that mean? It means that you didn't show up the way that you wanted to show up. It means that you didn't interrupt the ism that was happening in front of you. You let the joke slide. You let the comment go. You didn't say or do anything. You just kind of stood there and the moment passed. That's one example of being a bad ally. And I found myself in two situations where I was like a bad ally, and then a slightly better bad ally the next time. And when I talk about clues that you have that you can see from that, those moments of being a bad ally, these are the places where you have an opportunity to grow. Like, why didn't I say something? And so the first example that happened was at a Thanksgiving gathering. All the family's there. All the kids are there. All the uncles are there. All the cousins are there. We're having a great time talking. And I was with a couple of gentlemen, and they were telling a joke in Spanish. And I didn't know the joke or what the funny story was. And so someone was super nice to include me and like translate this story into English. And the story was about like riding on a train and having some gay guys come on. And I never really got the punchline. I feel like because the person was retelling the story to me, like the part that was the most offensive got kind of left out, because as he told it, like it just kind of lost steam in the translation. And as I stood there, I was like, oh God, like in my mind, like I know that and I don't even want to like generalize, right? Like just certain people, certain cultures have different beliefs and awareness and level of evolution around supporting our LGBTQ+ community. And so I'm in a group with a couple of people clearly at this moment who are not there yet. They're not close to being there yet. And so they're telling me this story that's supposed to be funny. And I'm just standing there wondering, okay, what do I say? How do I interrupt this? What do I do? And I didn't end up doing or saying anything. Like what they ended up sharing with me wasn't really outside of calling out that gay people were on the train. okay, so what? That, who cares? All kinds of people go everywhere. They didn't say anything that was offensive. But what I felt was that in the original joke, there was something offensive there to me as a person who is fighting all isms, not just anti-racism, not just sexism, but all the isms. I felt that I had missed the part where I had an opportunity to stand up and to interrupt it. And I'm sharing this now because I'm not perfect. And I thought that, what does it mean when I'm a bad ally? What does it mean I need to do? How can I learn from that moment and really see, here are the places where I need to stretch and grow when it comes to my allyship for different groups? And, you know, thinking about where I was, who I was with, how comfortable I was, all of these things matter. But then at the same time, they don't matter at all, because we're going to be called to be allies in situations that are both comfortable and easy, and also in situations that are uncomfortable and very difficult. And so I put that in my list of things to go back and to examine as I think about what it means to be a bad ally, when I was a bad ally, and what I could do differently to be a better ally the next time that opportunity comes around. I was at another conversation where they were examining, again, and I don't know why I'm being put in the LGBTQ plus allyship opportunities. I guess that was the universe giving me a chance to make up for being a bad ally. The first time I was in another conversation where someone was like falsely or like incorrectly like conflating being masculine and being gay. I'm like, there are masculine gay men and there are more femme gay men. Like, your masculinity, your femininity has absolutely nothing to do with your sexual orientation. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with it at all. And so that was like my contribution to the conversation as this conversation is going on around me. I'm like, I don't understand what the point of this conversation is. Like, those two things have nothing to do with each other. And so people kind of like gave me a little bit of a side eye, continued the conversation in a different direction. But still, like, I was not a bad ally, but that wasn't like the best way to stand up and kind of interrupt the conversation. Now, I did interrupt the momentum, because instead of feeding into what was going on or saying nothing and letting the momentum continue around me, I was like, I don't understand what we're talking about right now. Like, and this also was another conversation was happening mostly in Spanish, and then pieces of it were being translated into English for me. So I'm sitting here figuring out, all right, well, how can I interrupt this momentum? And actually, it wasn't even me thinking like that. It was really just like, what are we talking about? Why are we talking about it? And what do those two things have to do with each other? As we are all learning what different terms mean, what we should actually be calling things, how terms are changing, I was just like, no, this just isn't accurate what we're talking about right now. So that in and of itself interrupted the momentum. And like I said, I could have done more and should have done more to redirect the conversation, but at least I put a speed bump that time into the conversation. I imagine that in the future, when the next opportunity comes by, I'm going to do better. And so this is one of the things about being an ally, about being an interrupter. Sometimes when we have the opportunities, we miss them because of faults of our own, because it went too fast, because of all kinds of reasons. But when we miss them, if allyship is your true desire and intention, then that's going to stick with you. It's going to stick in your head. It's going to stick in your heart. It's going to stick in the person that you are. And you're going to be like, you know what? Next time, I'm going to do better. And so I did a little better, but I didn't do as good as what I wanted to do. And so what I really need to do now is like go back and think about my why and think about why these things are important to me and what I want to do the next time I'm in a circle with people talking about another group of people in a way that is disparaging and negative. It only takes one sentence. It only takes a sentence and a look. And maybe the conversation continues without me in another language, and maybe it stops and shifts to something else. But I can do better. And so what I'm asking all of us to think about is, where and how can we do better in 2022? What does that look like? And how can we really double down on our commitment to interrupt the different isms that are happening around us. And again, it could be a conversation, it could be a system or structure, it could be so many things. And it's really up to you to go and look into your unique situation and find out where those places are and really go and examine, when is the last time you were a bad ally? Why were you a bad ally? And how can you remove the excuses that it was too fast, it was too hard, I wasn't paying attention, it was uncomfortable? How can you remove those excuses and think through what you could say, what you should say, what you want to say, how you want to show up so that you are better prepared for the next time that it happens? I'm committing to myself to say something. You see something, say something. You hear something, say something. You know what? It's actually not cool. It makes me really uncomfortable to have conflict. Just the way that I grew up, I'm extremely conflict averse. But that's also not an excuse to not show up as an ally when that is needed. And even if all I say is, you know what you're saying isn't cool, it's not right, it's unkind, and that's not the kind of environment that we're trying to create here, like it's not inclusive, like this, whatever it is that I say, putting that speed bump in the road will potentially make the people who are saying these conversations and saying these things think twice about saying it in mixed company the next time. Hopefully, definitely if I'm there, but even if they're with other people that they don't know, maybe they'll be a little bit more careful about what they're saying. And you know, I'm not changing a person's like disposition overnight, but I am making them more aware that there are people out there who don't agree with those views and aren't going to stand there silently and listen as they tell the joke or the story or make the disparaging comment, right? So I wanted to share this with you as I reflect and as we reflect on what's next in 2022 and how to really take our allyship to the next level. We're not going to always do it right, but there are clues in that and ways that we can figure out how to do better and the commitment that we can make to ourselves and to our different communities, to the communities that we're supporting as allies, to do better. I want to wish you all a happy, happy holiday season, a happy, happy new year, and we will see you all again in 2022. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.